Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I'm doing this the day after the Queen's death, so of course I'm remembering her on stage, as in the theater. The two that come right to mind are The Audience, the Peter Morgan show, which starred Helen Mirren, and a series of scenes depicting Her Majesty's regular meetings with the Prime Minister of the moment. Ironically, she died just days after meeting with the new one. The other play I enjoyed on Broadway was called King Charles III by Mike Bartlett. That one, a dark comedy about what would happen if Kate maneuvered to take the spot instead of her husband. Well, that's not happening, at least not yet. Now back to New York, things are picking up a bit, just as many shows are saying their final farewells. And theatergoers seem ready. I passed the reduced ticket booth this week, like I like to do, except for the usual suspects, Hamilton, Music Man, Lion King, Wicked, MJ. Most of the shows were up there, including A Strange Loop, Hadestown, Kite Runner, even Into the Woods, finally. That surprised me because I believe it's being extended once again, possibly through the end of the year. I assume with revolving casts. Anyway, it's a good time to get a seat for something. Now, one that is not on that list anymore, and I predict will not be for a rather lengthy duration, is Funny Girl, which has just been retooled, as you likely know, and now stars Lea Michele of Glee and Spring Awakening fame, and Tova Felcha in a great turn as her mother on Henry Street. Critics have been asked not to review it just yet, but I'm joining the chorus of those who did see the opening night of the revised and revived revival. Standing ovations after virtually every number. Now keep in mind, this was a very industry-savvy crowd, including many of the former Glee cast and crew. But as one who saw Streisand in the original and resisted seeing the revival with an interesting but finally miscast Beanie Feldstein earlier this year, I can tell you they have gotten it right now. Is it a perfect musical? Well, far from it. But this production gets pretty darn close. And can that young woman sing? Wow. Now, I imagine there will be many stories coming about this scenario, finally a revival of a show decades later that drew some audience pleasure but clearly wasn't working inside or out. When Feldstein left early, she made some mysterious comments about producers going in a different direction. Well, it turned out getting a great Fanny Bryce takes care of a lot of those problems. The romance works better. Songs obviously get their best interpretations and so on. Now, if this were pre-Tonys, Lea Michele would walk away with one, as might the revival itself. But the last version got very little in the way of nominations, mixed reviews, which were close to bringing down the whole thing. Anyway, the bad news, it's not going to get up for Tonys now, but the good news is Funny Girl is back. I also caught an off-Broadway show called Strings Attached, well-written by Carol Bouget and directed by Alexa Kelly. This is based on an alleged actual train ride taken by three physicists on their way to see a play written by Michael Frayn in London called Copenhagen. Who would watch a play about physicists is a winking line in this play. But Strings Attached is an enjoyable, well-written, well-performed hour 45 minutes at Theater Row. It helps if you know terms like quantum anything, parallel universe and M-theory, as well as being aware of long-gone scientists like Marie Curie and Isaac Newton, who cleverly and wisely make appearances here. I barely passed one science class in my educational life, but somehow I felt moved and oddly a bit smarter after seeing Strings Attached. That one is up until October 1st. Moving forward, lucky New Yorkers, for the holiday season, you'll be able to watch Jefferson Maize play every role, as in 50 of them, in Dickens' Christmas Carol. Now, I saw this one in Los Angeles, and it is a feat of bravura acting, and in the end makes you ask why every other theater needs a big cast. Well, the answer is there's only one Jefferson Maize. That one opens in November at the Nederlander on Broadway. And in your neck of the woods, Barrington Stage Company is prepping one called All of Me, a romantic coming of age by Laura Winter, directed by Ashley Brooke Monroe. Lots of women writers and directors, you'll notice. That one begins September 21st. I have just finished the Mary Rogers book, which I've discussed here. It's dishy, juicy, very funny, and ultimately very moving. And despite her life of privilege, very relatable in terms of emotions. And now yet another is coming about her lifelong great friend, Stephen Sondheim. It's called Finale. It's penned by and put together by a New Yorker writer named D.T. Max. These are basically interviews with Sondheim late in his miraculous life. And just timing, just as yet another pair of revivals are coming. Sweeney Todd, starring Josh Groban and Annalee Ashford, will start previews in February for a March opening to go along with Merrily We Go Along, coming to New York Theater Workshop. And now I head abroad, including to London, where I will report on my trio of shows. And likely, Jill, I'll still be witnessing that country's farewell to a queen.
Right. We'll have to hope you don't get caught. When are you there? They've got 17 days.
I'll be in London not until about the 23rd of September. But apparently the...
They're going to go with 17 days of mourning. So
exactly.
Today is the first day. Get your calendar.
Morning, but I'll catch the celebrating. Quite a story.
That is definitely true. Let's go quickly to what you expect to find when you get back.
Oh my God, I'm going to have the busiest October. All the shows from London are coming. You know, the Tom Stoppard play, the David Hare play, the Gabriel Byrne play. They're all opening in October. I have a list so long of things. Death of a Salesman from London, that production. So that's very interesting. As I go there, they're all coming here. There's going to be a lot that I'm looking forward to in October. November comes Some Like It Hot, which is based on the movie, obviously. And I've written recently about all the screen to stage adaptations. There's a record number of them, either on now or coming, including one that I'm seeing in London, which is Back to the Future. And I thought I'd see that now because it's coming to Broadway, so I'll get a little sneak preview. Some Like It Hot looks good. It's got big names behind it. Christian Borle in the Jack Lemmon role. It's a musical. They're all musicals, by the way, the ones that have been adapted virtually. Anyway, there's a lot coming. I'm going to have a busy fall.
And did you ever see at the Atlantic, do you know anything about Kimberly Akimbo?
You know, I didn't see it when it was there. I did not see that. I think I was out of town when that one opened. That's one that's coming to Broadway. Also, possibly in October?
Yeah, and so I just noticed that. I guess it's opening night, previews October 12th, opening night November 10th. And I just noticed just totally randomly. I said, what's that? And then I went back and looked at, because that's Victoria Clark.
Yeah, she's supposed to be great. It got good reviews. It's a very odd story.
Right.
You know, as you know, or I can't even remember why it is. I don't think it's a sex change thing, but it's some kind of a thing.
Well,
like
the oddness, I was just thinking, you know, you've got Back to the Future coming. You've got Some Like It Hot, which is with the original, not the original literally, but the men playing women, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know, the original... I can't get rid of the word original, so I'm going to say it, and then everyone can get all huffy. Gender inversion stories.
There's another one, too, I think. Of course, 1776 is opening shortly, and that one, they're all over the place. I mean, every single founding father is either now a mother or a binary, you know, non-binary. I mean, they're very open about it. I'm not being facetious. That's the point. Every single person, even more than...
Well, wait one second, because that's actually not where I was going with Some Like It Hot. What I mean with Some Like It Hot was that was the movie.
Yeah.
We didn't have to do, you know, the many shades of whatever. And, you know, the Founding Fathers, I have no idea... what their particular preferences were. and you know, not really so interested.
I know that one's going to be.
You know, it's like, okay, what were you guys doing?
I know,
and that's that, and that was I rather. History is an interesting thing, and a lot of people learn a lot of things from musicals, and you don't even know, they don't even know what they're learning, but they take it with them. And I don't know that anyone's doing a great service by getting so caught up in the, one of my favorite things has always been the notion of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, and, you know, doing, focusing on the non-binary nature of things. It's like the deck chairs. It's like, yeah, guys, you got a fire in the engine room?
Well, I guess they didn't think Hamilton went far enough, so this one is going to out-Hamilton. And, you know, Some Like It Hot was already redone as a musical called Sugar many years ago, which didn't do well. But that was based on Some Like It Hot. It was based on Marilyn Monroe's character.
Right, and then what? And what about, and then there's Tootsie, which was now...
Tootsie?
Yeah, which was a classic, you know, from a movie standpoint, that was almost a remake of, not a remake quite, but it had the same premise. And then it didn't do that great. And
It did not do great. I mean, the scorecard, when I wrote this article recently, the scorecard of screen to stage adaptations is not very good. Now, we have Moulin Rouge up now. That's obviously a successful one. And there have been others. To Kill a Mockingbird was very successful. That's not a musical, of course, but it was adapted cleverly. So there have been some good, but by far most of those. I recently saw a reading of Dog Day Afternoon, and they hope to bring that to Broadway.
Oy.
I don't know. Maybe. I saw John Bernthal in it, who was great. If they get him, you got a Broadway show. But there's a lot of this going on. Every movie studio now has a theater department, and that's what they do. Ever since Disney did it with Lion King, everyone is going through their archives and seeing what could be a Broadway show.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.